All right, so we were talking about this before the break. I've noticed something. Okay, let me back up. Let me back up. And I've said this before on the show. And if you go to my Twitter feed, if you go to the Rob Zicari Show, .com. Actually, that's the. Let me reverse it. If you go to the Twitter feed, at Rob Zicari Show, we have a new story up. If you go to the website, extremepolitics.com, that's extremepolitics.com, or you go to zerofilter.com. Those are all the places that you can go to check out the new story. Now, if you listen to the show and read the story from yesterday, I talk about what DT should do as far as preparing to get screwed out of the nomination. And I know you hear people go, there's nothing about getting screwed. The rules are the rules. If you don't have 12, and I broke this down yesterday. I broke this down before on the show countless other times. Romney would never have had the required votes if the Paul people decided to stay in and the rules were never created to keep him out. Same thing with Gingrich. Same thing with Santorum. But the party called them up and said, yo, you need to get out. It's over. You're mathematically eliminated. We're not going to support you. If you run for re-election for Senate, or if you ever want another job in politics again, it's done. It's over. We're never going to ever back you if you keep trying to get the nomination. It's over for you. It's done. So we went over this. All right. So yeah, it is stealing when people are not playing by the rules that have been in place for the last 20 or 30 years. Okay. Yeah. And when you bring up Abraham Lincoln and contested conventions, it's just ludicrous. I mean, serious. I've heard Karl Rove bring this up probably 12 times. Abraham Lincoln, if it's good for Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln. we're using the Lincoln reference. We're comparing things today to Abraham Lincoln. Really? Are you guys nuts? Ay. So, what I've said on this program was the amount of hate that has been fostered upon Donald Trump and people that support Donald Trump is unprecedented. It is. It's unprecedented. Now, normally you have candidates battling, and of course, when you're in the heat of a campaign, tensions run high. But never before have you actually had super PACs and name political operatives, like name political operatives, people like Doug Hay, people that work or have worked for the Republican Party, like real players come out and say, I will not vote for Donald Trump if he is the nominee. I will not vote for Donald Trump any circumstance. Any circumstance. I will just not vote, or I will vote for Hillary Clinton. That's how bad Donald Trump is, and that's how much I detest him. To have the nominee from 4 years ago, to have Mitt Romney come out and say, Donald Trump is evil, Donald Trump is bad, Donald Trump. To have the entire talk radio market in Wisconsin proclaim Donald Trump is bad. What's going on is unprecedented. To have people like Mark Levin, to have people like, listen, you've got four radio guys, five maybe. I mean, you have Levin, you have Glenn Beck, Limbu, and what's his name? Hugh Hewitt. Okay, out of those four, and throw in Hannity. Well, out of those guys, Hannity and Limbu are the most sympathetic to Trump, but they're also sympathetic to Cruz. If you say, oh, well, they show favoritism to Trump, they also show favoritism to Cruz. On more than one occasion, Limbu has come out and said, if you are a conservative and you believe in conservative values, and it's all about conservatism to you, then Cruz is your guy. Cruz is your guy. So Limbu has been just as favorable to Cruz as he has to Trump. Same thing with Hannity. Now, Beck, Levin, and Hewitt have been anti-Trump. I mean Beck. Beck devotes his entire program to bashing Trump. He devotes his entire program to bashing Trump. Every minute of his program is bashing Trump. He invokes God. He invokes Jesus. You know, God wants Ted Cruz. Jesus wants... unbelievable. Levin, his girlfriend or fiance or wife's kid works for Ted Cruz. He constantly goes after Trump. Sometimes he'll call him by name. Other times, he says the other candidate or others. But when it comes to situations like the Michelle Fields controversy, Super PAC putting out Melania Trump's picture in Utah, Levin is there going after Trump and going after people that work for Trump. Vicious. It was like vicious. Unbelievably vicious. Hugh Hewitt is explaining to people how to strategically vote. And he'll say, I'm not picking favorites. I'm just saying what can be done and what I think will happen. I think Ted Cruz will be the nominee. I think if you want to strategically vote, this is how you do it. So never in a presidential primary have there been forces that have great influence, rather it's radio, rather it's print media, rather it's internet. Never have forces come out and said, this candidate is bad. Remember the National Review magazine? They did a whole issue. They did a whole issue against Trump. And then Megyn Kelly devoted her entire show. She gave a platform to all those people to tell the Fox viewers why Trump is bad. Megyn Kelly's entire program is devoted to going after Trump. And that's Fox. They're supposed to be friendly. They're supposed to be friendly. They're Republicans. You go to MSNBC, you never, ever see them going after Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. They just don't. They don't. Chris Matthews, Lawrence O'Donnell, you never see them do a program where when it's done, you go, wow, they really hate Hillary. Wow, they really hate Bernie. Once in a blue moon, Chris Matthews will get a little uppity on Bernie Sanders' plan to give everybody everything for free. But you never come away going, wow. Wow, he really hates. Ooh. Wow, he hates Bernie. So never in the history, at least in my lifetime, have there ever been such powerful forces going after a candidate. Never. Never. And again, not just a candidate, but its supporters. I mean, the hate that flies out of the mouth of the Republican elite about Trump supporters is amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, the things they say, they're uneducated, they're white supremacists, they're stupid. The names. I mean, it really is amazing. Never Trump. This type of activity, if it was done against Romney or McCain, they wouldn't have got the nomination. They wouldn't have got the nomination. They wouldn't have got the nomination. So it's not a matter of, oh, well, Trump doesn't have the votes. Well, yeah, he does. When you have a base, that's about 40%, anywhere between 37 and 40%, and you've had it for about a year now, that's more than anybody else has had. And when you hear the establishment, the Roves and them say, well, he hasn't grown that base. Well, Romney, McCain, Bush, none of them grew their base until everybody got out. Again, look at 2012. Don't go and look at Reagan. Don't go look at our most recent candidate and what we can compare, how everything played out then. Look at 2012. Look at the months. Look at the months. Look at the percentages of the states. Look at how many people voted. So this hatred has been amazing. Now, I'm one of those people that in the last few weeks have been urging, been calling for Trump to make a preemptive strike, to get the ducks in the row. If you check out the story yesterday, or the show from yesterday, and the story that is posted today, it's a call for a preemptive strike. Again, go to the Rob Zicari show Twitter. Rob Zicari show Twitter. It's not the, go Rob Zicari show. Read the story. I've been calling for a preemptive strike because here's the thing. They're going to F Trump. They're going to F him. Plain and simple, they're going to F him. There's no if, and, or buts about it. They're going to F him. Said yesterday he needs to get on a third-party ticket, which will F the Republican Party. It will F Ted Cruz because they will never give him the nomination. And Trump will pull votes from Hillary, and he'll pull votes for whoever the Republican nominee is. He'll be on the stage during the debates, so he'll have a national platform. It'll be amazing. It really will be. It'll be amazing. Because at the end of the day, whoever they give that nomination to in the Republican Party, we, the Trump supporters, will create a movement. We will create a movement that will be greater than the movement that was never Trump. I've been saying this for weeks. The never whoever the Republican nominee is will be the mantra of anywhere between 13 and 15 million people. And guess what happened? The Mark Levins, other individuals who might actually want to win are realizing that they might have gone a bit too far. they might have gone a bit too far. That 40%, that 40% that supports Trump, 10 and 15 and 20,000 people that show up to Trump rallies might just get a little pissed off when that nomination is taken from Trump officially, because it's already taken from him. When you have Hugh Hewitt and you have all of these people going after Trump, and it's never been done before. It's never, ever been done before. And you have Glenn Beck praying to God. These things have never been done before. The hatred from one's own party has never been done before. It's never, ever been done before. So they've already taken it. They've already taken it from. So when the supporters, the millions and millions of people like myself, finally took in verdict, and here's the nominee. We're going to say never that person. We're going to say never that person. And the Mark Levins and the Hugh Hewitts and the Glenn Becks and a few of the other folks that actually want to win, they're going to realize, oh my God, we pushed it too far. Now remember, some of these folks don't care. I told you yesterday about the Wisconsin radio guy, the guy that's getting this 15 minutes of fame, this Charlie Sykes. Nobody ever heard of Charlie Sykes outside of Wisconsin. He's the local radio guy. He's the local radio guy. Hey, it's Charlie Sykes in the morning political zoo. Nobody gave a crap about him. Nobody gave a crap about him. But because of his talk radio push, because of his movement with other fellow talk radio pushers, because of them and their consolidated effort to fill talk radio in Wisconsin with anti-Trump rhetoric, he's gotten 15 minutes of fame. He's gotten 15 minutes of fame. He's making the rounds. He's making the rounds. Last night, he was on Lawrence O'Donnell. It was him, Katie Packer, and Stuart Stevens. So you got a local radio guy who despises Trump, Stuart Stevens, who ran Mitt Romney's failed campaign, and Katie Packer, who was part of Mitt Romney's failed campaign. And, of course, Lawrence O'Donnell, who despises Trump. So you basically had a six-minute Trump is an a-hole fest. So Sykes is just milking. He's just milking his 15 minutes of fame. And after next week, it'll be over. And after New York, it'll really be over, because nobody will care about Wisconsin. And it will all be about the Ted Cruz beating in New York. Be about the Ted Cruz beating in New York. So people like Charlie Sykes have already said they don't care about losing. And I've said it before, it's easier if you're doing what I do to have a Democrat as the president. I've told you that. I've said that for the last year and a half. It's easy. You always want the bad guy or the good guy. You always want the heel. You always want the face. You never want to have two faces. You never want to have two heels. You got to have a foil. You got to have it. But there are people that do have passion for winning. And there are people that like Cruz. And I think Mark Levin, for the most part, likes Ted Cruz and wants Ted Cruz to win. I think for the most part, Mark Levin looks at Ted Cruz and sees the closest thing that he'll ever get in his lifetime to what he feels a true conservative is. So I think deep down inside, there's an overwhelming feel. There's an overwhelming feel of wanting Cruz to win. Other people, there's a less of a feel. There's a less of a feel. They want to see a Republican win the White House. And then there's another group that says, rather it's a Republican, rather it's a Democrat, I still make my money because I'm just a pundit. I'm a CNN pundit. I'm a New York Times writer, opinion writer. I'm a New York Post opinion writer. It doesn't matter. I don't care. It's a business. I don't have a job with the president. I don't have a job in the White House. I'm not going to have a job regardless of who wins. So I don't care. I don't care. But at the end of the day, the people that actually care about winning, at the end of the day, the people that actually care about winning, like I think Levin does, have realized maybe our hatred for Donald Trump has taken it just a little bit too far. Maybe we've gotten to the point where there is no coming back. Maybe we've actually now created an enemy out of the 12 to 15 million voters that are part of either the Republican Party or the Independent Party, and we're never going to get them back because they've been listening to us every day, whether it's the radio, whether it's TV, or they're reading us say how much we hate Trump. And remember, guys, you can only hate something that someone likes for so long until that person goes, wow, then they must hate me because I really like that person, or I really like that music, or I really like that football team. I mean, if you like the New England Patriots, that's your team, okay? You are a New England Patriot fan, and you meet somebody, and you're in a bar, or you're at a restaurant, or wherever, and you start talking about sports, and the person goes, I love baseball, I love this, I love that, but I love football, I'm a real, You know, I love the Buffalo Bills. They're my team. But you know who I despise? Well, who? I hate the New England Patriots. I hate Tom Brady. I hate everything about them. I despise them. I wish that team would be like Marshall and fly in an airplane and crash. I hate them. So who do you like? I like the New England Patriots. That relationship is never gonna mend. There's an awkward silence. And now you want to say to them, what's your problem? Why would you want them to die? What's the issue? Well, take that into what we're talking about as far as Trump. When every single day you hear Glenn Beck, saying Trump is an idiot, is a moron. I hate him. God is praying for Ted Cruz. God, Trump, if you vote, what is good? And you are going on and on and on. Guess what? You start disliking Glenn Beck. But more importantly, let's just say Ted Cruz actually gets the nomination. Let's just say God is overlooking Ted Cruz. And Donald Trump is denied the nomination, and everybody goes, hey, the rules are the rules. And, of course, everybody sees the establishment getting together with Ted Cruz. They see Neil Bush working for Ted Cruz. You see Lindsey Graham supporting Ted Cruz. You see Jeb Bush coming out and supporting Ted Cruz. You see all these establishment figures supporting Ted Cruz. All these everybody that's never Trump is supporting Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz doesn't get the Donald Trump doesn't get the nomination. Ted Cruz does, and now all these people need voters to support Ted Cruz or whoever that nominee becomes. Maybe Marco Rubio, maybe Paul Ryan. But for the last 7 months, they've been calling Donald Trump every name in the book. And if you're a Trump supporter, you're instantly turned off, because not only are they calling Donald Trump a name, but they're calling you a name. And now these people are realizing, you know, we're sitting here talking about how we need the Latino vote, how we need the black, we need minorities. We had an autopsy. We had an autopsy in 2012 after our loss. And we lost by 5 or 6 million people. And Mitt Romney turned out almost 68% of the white vote. And that wasn't good enough. Well, here they're thinking, how the hell do we win the election if anywhere between 10 and 15 million people who supported Trump stay home? What if they stay home? All 10 or 15 million of them are not new registered voters. They're not new registered voters. So in 2012, they either voted for Romney or they voted for Obama. Or they voted for McCain. All of them are not registered brand new voters. So when you look at 2012 and Romney loses by 5.5 million votes, and I'm not real sure what 08 was, but it was probably give or take 5, 6, 7 million votes. You got to look to the 10 to 15 million Trump voters and go, if we lose half of them, if we lose half of them, it's over. If we lose half of them, it's done. There is no coming back. You want to talk about an electoral landslide? You know how you keep hearing the never Trump people say, if Donald Trump was a nominee, it's an electoral landslide. It's electoral word. Well, guess what? With what you've been doing to Trump and telling his voters they're stupid, they're racist, they're ignorant, you'll vote for Hillary Clinton over Trump? Well, you're going to get that same medicine. People don't forget that. So now you're going to get that medicine. So now on a perfect day, with a not-so-perfect candidate, but McCain and Romney were as close as you could get when John McCain is defending Obama being a Muslim or whatever the hell the old lady was calling him, and he's saying, oh, he's a good man, he's this. With everything that is non-threatening, and the Republican Party still loses by 5 or 6 million, what the hell do you think's going to happen when part of that base, part of that electorate that you counted on all of a sudden disappears? What's that electoral map look like if instead of losing by 5 or 6 million like Romney did, you lose by 10 to 15 million? Because you got to figure, if Ted Cruz is the nominee, okay, you got to figure if Ted Cruz is the nominee, you're already starting at the place that Romney and McCain started. You got to figure you're in the hole by 5 million. And remember, the autopsy and being more loving to illegals. Well, Ted Cruz is not loving towards illegals. Remember, Ted Cruz is for building a wall. Ted Cruz is for deporting illegals. Ted Cruz has the same immigration policy as Trump. Remember, Ted Cruz wants police to patrol the Muslim neighborhoods. So again, Ted Cruz is already going to be operating with that 5, 6, maybe 7 million deficit. And now you've got anywhere between 10 and 15 million Trump people who've listened to Mark Levin, Hugh Hewitt, Glenn Beck, Charlie Sykes, Katie Packer, Stuart Stevens, Doug Hay. The list goes on and on. Talk about never Trump, never Trump, never Trump. Rather it's Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, a socialist, whoever that candidate is going to be on the Republican side is going to get slaughtered. They're going to get slaughtered. And people like me are going to do exactly to whoever that candidate is. We're going to do exactly to them what the establishment did to us. You are going to see hashtags that say never Cruz, never Rubio, never Ryan. You are going to see a movement. You are going to see an anti whoever that candidate is like you've never seen before. You're going to see people that say, I would rather have Hillary Clinton. I would rather have Hillary Clinton than Ted Cruz. I would rather have Hillary Clinton than Paul Ryan. And when they go, oh, but you're a Republican. But why? And the answer is because of what they did to us / Trump. What they did to us. What they did to us. Payback. Payback is worth having Hillary Clinton for 4 years. Because ultimately, she won't make the 4 years. The Clintons are scandal magnets. The Clintons are scandal magnets. Something will happen and she will get impeached. Like husband, like wife. And now you're seeing that. You're seeing the radio people. You're seeing the Levins freaking out. You're seeing Levin. There was an article yesterday that I think was on either Breitbart or one of the other conservative websites. See, I haven't listened to Levin in about a week. Nah, I take that back. I listened to him for about 15 minutes 3 days ago. I had to go into the deep valley, and I caught the beginning. I caught the beginning. Yeah, I actually caught the beginning. So the article I saw yesterday was based off of, I think, his program the day before. And he was screaming and yelling about the Stop Trump movement and how they are nuts when they say they would not to vote for the Democrat should the general election matchup be Trump. And again, why is this happening? Because we are in the process of possibly having a contested convention. And if that happens, everybody knows they're not giving the nomination to Trump. And the next person in line would be Ted Cruz. And even if they opt to not give Ted Cruz the presidency, maybe they give him the vice presidency. Maybe that's a concession. Maybe the concession is, Ted, we're not giving you anything. You're not getting the nomination. But you don't know. No, you don't understand. We're not giving you the nomination. It's over. But maybe we'll do the VP. Either way, people like Levin see after Wisconsin, Trump's probably not going to have the delegates before the convention. Now, that's not to say that the month before the convention, he's not able to grab some of those delegates. Remember, Rubio's delegates are out there. Now, would Rubio take a VP spot? You know, crazier things have been done. Crazier things have been done. And Kasich will have delegates. So, yeah, the wild card would be Trump is 100 delegates short or 75 delegates short. And he makes the ultimate deal with Rubio or Kasich and says, be my VP, give me delegates, we make the deal now, and it's over. Hey, again, crazier things have happened. But the Levins and a bunch of other people are starting to see that if Trump doesn't get the delegates, he's not going to get the nomination. And whoever they give that nomination to is going to need the Trump voters. At least the ones that want to win. The people that actually still have a little bit inside that want to win. And I think Mark Levin generally wants Ted Cruz to win. So the article was about Levin doing the bit and going after Stop Trump people, even though he's part of the Stop Trump movement, without saying Stop Trump. When he's talking about electing a conservative and electing somebody that knows foreign policy and electing somebody that knows the issues and electing somebody that's not a thug. He doesn't have to say Trump's name. And maybe in his warped, crazy mind, by not saying Trump's name, you can't compare him to the Stop Trump movement. But Levin is no different, except Levin has realized that, oh my God, I need the Trump voters should my boy Ted get the nomination. I need those Trump supporters. If I don't have them, you want to talk about a landslide. Cruz could wind up losing every state. He could lose Texas. Because remember, people like me in the Trump camp, not only will we not vote for Cruz, not only will we not vote for Cruz, but we will actively campaign against Cruz. I'm telling you right now, this show will be devoted every single day attacking Ted Cruz. Every single day. And that's the one thing the exit polling showed with Wisconsin. 6 out of 10 Trump supporters said they will never, ever vote for Cruz. And 6 out of 10 Cruz supporters said they will never, ever vote for Trump. Now, go with a consensus candidate. Go with Paul Ryan. And not only will you have Trump supporters saying never Ryan, but I suspect you'll have a good portion of Cruz supporters saying never Ryan. So the Republican Party, the establishment, you created this. Mark Levin and your crew, you created this. You guys started this vicious hate against us Trump supporters. Glenn Beck, you started this vicious hate. You started this vicious hate. And now you guys are crapping your pants. Now you guys are crapping your pants because you realize that if they take it from Trump and they give it to your boy, we are going to fight like hell to make sure no one votes for Cruz in the Trump camp. You know it. And you're scared. You're terrified. You are terrified. That's why you're trying to pivot. You're doing a Ted Cruz New York values move. Oh, I wasn't talking about New York and whole. I was just talking about Cuomo. I was talking about Charles Rangel. Now Levin says, oh, no. Oh, no, I don't think Trump is a bad guy. Trump is better than Hillary Clinton. I just like Cruz better. But if Cruz isn't the nominee, of course I'll support Trump. He didn't sound like that a month ago. Oh, no. Oh, no. Going to be a contested convention. And that Cruz could actually get the nomination. And the fact that they need Trump supporters, the tune has changed. Mark Levin, you're a scumbag. Okay, you're a scumbag. You're a scumbag.